again, getting back to my way of having fun, kids today, like I said, 7, 8, 9 years of age, they're into karting, and then they, you know, for parents and people to save money, they start putting kids into simulators, and they go from, you know, actually driving a go-kart or a high-performance kart in these simulators, and they don't get back into a race car till they're about maybe 14, 15. But even 14 through, let's say, 18, 20, when they start getting into IndyCar or Formula One, the ranks of Formula One, which is Formula 4, 3, 2, 1, it's all virtual simulation now. And some of us old school guys that have been in racing, you know, it's like, you know, is there a difference or not? Because these kids are coming out so good now in these academies out of these simulators. It's scary. And it's like, you know, wish I had one of those when I was a kid. The cost of one of these simulators, I know of an IndyCar driver that has one, and he invested $20,000 into it. So, and that's how he gets his training in while he's during the off season. So that's what it is in my world. Anthony, go ahead. Is Sean out there? Yeah, anybody here, Sean?